Then I went to Purdue. Mm-hmm. I graduated from Purdue in electrical engineering. Mm-hmm. And I've been a registered engineer in the state of Indiana since 1938. Mm-hmm. And I later studied law down at Indiana University, but I didn't finish. I didn't become a lawyer. And worked for AT&T Company. Mm-hmm. And consulting engineers in the state of Indiana. And I worked for the U.S. Signal Corps.
I was going to ask if it was a military and then, connection. Yeah.
Then for many years I worked for Rural Electrification Administration, mm-hmm. mostly in Washington. And after I came back here, after we retired and came back to Indiana, I did a little consulting work under my own name, mm-hmm. see? And since I came back here, I've become a director at large of the Wabash Valley Association, mm-hmm. which is a group that's interested in all aspects of water. Mm-hmm. They're headquartered in Terre Haute. I'm also a member of a citizens committee mm-hmm. of the Wabash Valley Interstate Commission, mm-hmm. which is a different group entirely. And that's a group that's funded by the states of Illinois and Indiana. The Wabash Valley Association is a completely voluntary organization, incidentally. Mm-hmm. I'm a member of the Rockville Rotary Club, and I'm a retired life member of the Independent Telephone Pioneers Association. Mm-hmm. I was a charter member of the Capital Chapter of that organization in Washington, D.C., and I was also their second president. Mm-hmm. Now, that's about all I know about me.
Okay. So the, in other words, well, one other little point. This is, of course, a minor one. You said your parents moved here in 1902. Is that into they built a new house in 1902?
The house was built in 1902.
Mm-hmm. When were you born?
1900.
You were born in 1900.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that I was born in Park County, but a little town of Catlin over here. Mm-hmm. And my father was a teacher, mm-hmm. and they moved over here and built his house, and they lived in it all their lives.
Mm-hmm. So you were just really young when they built a new house. Hmm? You were just 2 years old when they built a new house.
What?
You were 2 years old when they built a new house.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm just curious about the family connection. Did you ever figure that out?
Yes, I did. You see that book right there? Mm-hmm. That is a copy that I was fortunate enough to get through a good friend of mine in Indianapolis, who's also named but no relation. Mm-hmm. And he's done a world of research on the Payne family. Mm-hmm. And he got a copy of this book in Frankfort, Kentucky, and he got a copy made for me. And it's called The of Virginia. Mm-hmm. And it was written by a retired Army colonel named Brooke, Brooke. And it was published in 1937. And there's something way over 500 pages in that. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy had been interested in the complete line, see, and he has a chart. It's about 4 feet high and about 6 feet long that he has filled in the line as far back as he can go. But it so happens that this Brook, his line of the, there were three branches of them, came into Virginia. Mm-hmm. His line was the one that my family came from. Mm-hmm. As a consequence, my family is pretty well outlined back in here.